the most important point out of all this, especially related to cash flow hedging, now is the increased volatility of both equity and earnings. Why? Because the mark to markets of those cash flow hedges, and we'll get into the mechanics, are going to be appearing in equity. In some quarters it can be up, some quarters it can be down. It can be all over the board. You can have, it will be just a giant bucket. So you can have some offsetting some others. The basic fact is there's going to be more volatility in equity. And depending on your debt covenants, depending on your structure, if you're highly leveraged, people pay more attention to equity than some other companies. So you have to watch out for that so you don't break through any debt covenants that are out there. Also, volatility in earnings with the ineffectiveness going through earnings, obviously you're going to want to monitor and watch that. I have one client, just the ineffective piece of their FX hedges and their net investments result in about $30 million of ineffectiveness a year. And how you recognize that $30 million, it used to be on a straight line amortized basis. It was very easy to see it. But now if they're having to mark to market that on a quarterly basis, and it could be quite volatile, just given all the countries that they're in.